Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
By the way, 708 said, hey, John, hornets. These pests at picnics and alfresco dining are hornets. Bees are very seldom bother anybody, and the bees get a bad rap. All right, let's see if that's the way Mariana Lean sees it. This is the entomologist we had on from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign not that long ago. We were talking about spiders, as I recall at the time, Marianne. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi, John. Nice to talk to you again. I think we talked about cicadas, because remember, I don't really know anything about spiders.
But we still asked you questions about spiders. Steve Bertrand had questions about spiders, and I believe you and I know about as much about spiders. Let me just see if I can review the spider part of the conversation. Steve said, why do they seem bigger this year? And you said, because earlier this year they were smaller.
And that's why I have a PhD in entomology.
But the cicada talk was helpful because those things have been ringing out there still. Do you know much about bees, Madam Entomologist?
Of course. I mean, bees are really, really important to for us, for our job, for our food security. So, because they have big, they're the pollinators. They provide us with a lot of food that we like to eat.
We're sitting there at a picnic or at a restaurant and those things are flying around. What are those?
I do think those are mostly wasps. Like hornets and yellow jackets. They're usually a little bit more slender. They have a really small waist.
Right.
A little bit shinier and smoother, whereas bees are nice and plump and kind of hairy. But they usually don't come to people. But, wasps are can be a nuisance.
And are they attracted? They're attracted to the sweet beverages or food, right?
Yes, but also they are carnivorous. They also like to eat meat. So that's also, wasps are also beneficial. They capture other insects to feed their young in the nest. And just don't start killing all of them, but maybe just the one that's pesky around your table.
Well, I'm glad you gave us the license to do that because you shoo it away, it comes back. You shoo it away. And some people are afraid to kill that wasp, but I just go like this. I clap it. And that usually works.
Yeah, I would be careful. Maybe just move might also be an option. Wasps do sting, and they can sting multiple times, and they can get really aggressive. So use caution. Whereas bees only sting once, and then they leave their stinger behind, and they will die. But wasps can be quite, pesky that way. And if you don't really know what your reaction will be, like what kind of immune reaction you will have, I would be very careful.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We're just getting started, but you probably have a question along these lines too. 312-981-7200. Your question, your comment, you could join us now. We're talking to Marianne Aline. She's an entomologist at the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. And we're talking this time about bees and wasps, and those things that are buzzing around your outdoor dining are probably wasps, she said. She said they can sting you more than once, and they're attracted to more than just the sweet. They like the meat, too. They're carnivores. They'll walk off with a hoagie and then take it back to their nest and feed their young. Once, one of them picked up a small child right out of a stroller and dropped it into a nest. So be careful, she said. She would rather you move to a different table than actually kill the wasp. Like what? The wasp isn't going to notice? What, am I going to slink off? Marianne, are you kidding me?
Or eat faster. Just eat faster.
Now that I can... Actually, that's what a lot of us do. You know, one time I was had a soda, can of soda there, like Coca-Cola. Took a big swig of it and out flew out of my mouth. I felt something swimming around in there. Thank goodness I didn't swallow it, but I spat it out, and airborne, the bee or whatever it was, wasp, just took off in flight right out of my puss. What do you think of that?
That's lucky. I have heard, though, that if you do eat or swallow a bee, they actually release an alarm pheromone that tastes like banana. So as your mouth is swelling, your tongue is swelling, you might taste banana. So,
wow.
I mean, that But don't try that at home.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
By the way, if the wasp likely lands on my food, I assume it's clean, right? I mean, as clean as anything else.
Because bees, especially ones that are more social, they groom fastidiously. They clean themselves almost constantly because they don't want to bring in any pathogens into their hive. So they already do the washing of the hands religiously, whereas they don't stay 6 feet apart, but they do a lot of this grooming. So, yeah, when they land on your food, that's fine. Same actually goes with flies, too. I don't think they transmit that many nasty things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I've seen people throw food away. In fact, somebody told me at a restaurant, the bee landed on their burger bun, and they called the wait staff over and said, I need a new meal because this one has been contaminated. That's silly talk, right?
I would think so, but, you know, it's up to the restaurants. Yeah. It is kind of silly talk.
Okay, a couple of questions for our guest. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Elif, every time I try and lock in one of the calls, I hang up on them. So why don't you do that for us? Good. And now let's talk to Ken. Hey, Ken, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I primarily want to know about the yellow jackets. So we have hummingbird feeders, and they're always hanging around the hummingbird feeder. And are they pollinators? Because I usually zap them. I got one of those tennis rackets that's electrical.
Yeah.
Right. So if they're around the bird feeder, they may be looking for other insects to eat that may also be, like, scurrying around among the seeds. They also, the adults do also feed on nectar sometimes, so they may also get other things out of it. Maybe there's some moisture there. Yeah, if they're really bothersome, like, if you know where the nest is, maybe you could get rid of that. But I really highly recommend having a professional do that. Don't mess with, like, you know, burning it down or putting boiling water on it or anything like that or nasty chemicals. Okay. Get a professional if it's really bothersome.
Ken, good luck to you on that. Thanks for the call. Incidentally, I was on vacation recently, staying at a VRBO, an old farmhouse in a little town in Michigan, and so they had one of those electrical bug swatters that look like tennis rackets, but they also had some lawn tools and toys to play with, badminton stuff, jarts, and so I thought, oh, here's a fun game. It's some sort of badminton thingy. I'll go ahead and give it a try. And I noticed that it had these metal strings, and I thought, I wonder what the tension is on this. Is it really tight, or does it have a little play? So I picked it up, held the handle, and then put my palm down on the strings. Well, I want you to know, I jumped about 6 feet. That didn't kill me, but that would kill a small bug, I think. That really will that'll get your attention. Have you ever tried that, Marianne?
Yeah, I do remember them, but I think once I had children, I made sure those things weren't around. Yeah. I didn't think that was
Well, you ought to make sure they're not around when I'm around, because I haven't learned. That was an extraordinary experience. Andrea, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hello. Okay, my question has to do with, I'm wondering if this is a myth or if there's any truth to this. For years, I have heard that in the fall, that bees seem to get drunk more or less off all the fruit and the nectar, and you see that their flying capability looks goofy. They're not flying around as they typically would. And I'm just wondering what, is there any truth to that?
I think so. I don't know if you would call it drunk, but they may be affected by feeding on rotting fruit. I mean, the same goes with birds too. I think then when they eat a lot of when they sip up the rotting fruit. So yeah, I think that is actually true. As the fruit is lying there rotting away.
Well, we think it's fermenting. We think the sugar's fermented and they get drunk. I've heard that too.
Right. And also at the end of the season, they're kind of at the end of their life cycle. They might also not be that healthy anymore. It's getting cold. Various reasons,
right,
probably.
It's the end of their life, maybe. Yeah. 773 said, if you kill a wasp, doesn't it emit an alarm odor that attracts more wasps?
Probably not wasps, but bees, which are more social. There's some bees that do that. So, like I said, that banana flavor, that's an alarm pheromone that honeybees, European honeybees, the ones that we have for pollination, they release this alarm pheromone that actually tastes like bananas and smells like bananas. So, yeah, they do that to get more to come.
Susan had a question. You're on WGN. Hey, Susan.
Hi, John.
Hey, you're on the air.
We recently had a friend who lives across the street from us about a month ago. He was sitting in his backyard. They were having a cookout, and he was eating a hot dog, and he didn't see it. Had one of them wasps land on it, and he didn't see it. He took a bite, and it stung him 7 times on his tongue before he could get it out, and it swelled up so bad it swelled his throat up. And he was in the hospital for a week. They found out he was highly allergic to them.
Holy cow. You know,
yeah.
I just got an email from somebody who had a similar experience, like stung multiple times.
A friend of mine had it on our wedding ring finger, so they had to cut the ring off and everything.
Oh,
yeah, so be very careful when you do get stung. Tell somebody, hey, I got stung. I don't know what my reaction is going to be. And then try to get the stinger out. If there is any trouble breathing or like this blowing up, go to the hospital. If there's an EpiPen nearby, put in the EpiPen, all that stuff. If it's not, your reaction is not too bad, Benadryl or something like that will be fine, and Tylenol for the pain. So, but yeah, be very careful.
And that's more reaction from bees than wasps, right?
Both.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mariana Lean is an entomologist at the University of Illinois at the campus of Urbana-Champaign and is the personal bug expert to the John Williams Show. A lot of shows don't have that, but I've now given you that title, Mariana.
Oh, well, thank you. There's millions of insects still to go, so.
Yeah, that's right. We've only done 3, so we'll cover more next time. Thanks for your help today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.